Bree Vandekamp, who lives next door, brought baskets of muffins she baked from scratch. Bree was known for her cooking, and for making her own clothes, and for doing her own gardening, and for reupholstering her own furniture. Yes, Bree's many talents were known throughout the neighborhood, and everyone on Wisteria Lane thought of Bree as the perfect wife and mother. Everyone, that is, except her own family.
Paul. Zachary.
Hello, Mrs. Vandekamp.
Bree, you shouldn't have gone to all this trouble.
It was no trouble at all. Now, the basket with the red ribbon is filled with desserts for your guests, but the one with the blue ribbon is just for you and Zachary. It's got rolls, muffins, breakfast-type things.
Thank you.
Well, the least I could do was make sure you boys had a decent meal to look forward to in the morning. I know you're out of your minds with grief.
Yes, we are.
Of course, I will need the baskets back once you're done.
Of course.
Susan Mayer, who lives across the street, brought macaroni and cheese. Her husband, Carl, always teased her about her macaroni, saying it was the only thing she knew how to cook, and she rarely made it well. It was too salty the night she and Carl moved into their house. It was too watery the night she found lipstick on Carl's shirt. She burned it the night Carl told her he was leaving her for his secretary. A year had passed since the divorce. Susan had started to think how nice it would be to have a man in her life, even one who would make fun of her cooking.
Mom, why would someone kill themselves?
Well, sometimes people are so unhappy they think that's the only way they can solve their problems.
But Mrs. Young always seemed happy.
Yeah. Sometimes people pretend to be one way on the outside when they're totally different on the inside.
Oh, you mean like how Dad's girlfriend is always smiling and says nice things, but deep down you just know she's a bitch.
I don't like that word, Julie. But yeah, that's a great example.
You're welcome.